And now let's call in Eddie Labansky. Eddie, you're the only man on the Stroh's team who uses a two-fingered ball. Now, do you recommend a two-fingered ball?
Well, Fred, I have tried a two-fingered ball and a three-fingered ball, but I have had more success with a two-fingered ball.
I would say you have had a lot of success with a two-fingered ball, Eddie. How does your bowling ball roll?
My ball rolls outside the thumb hole, which is called a semi-roller.
How many steps in your delivery?
I take 5 steps, Fred.
Eddie, are you a spot bowler or a pin bowler?
Neither, Fred. I am an imaginary line bowler. In other words, I try to pick out imaginary line in my mind from the head pin to the foul line where I want my ball to roll.
Eddie, which of these methods would you recommend to a beginner?
Well, I would recommend pin bowling, Fred. And after a year or more, then the bowler should have enough knowledge to start picking an imaginary line or spots on the alley.
Let's get back to your game. What do you concentrate on the most when bowling?
Well, Fred, I try to concentrate on where I want my ball to roll, but my biggest point of concentration is when I take the ball off the rack and set myself up with the ball in my hands as before I release the ball.
Let's turn to etiquette briefly, Eddie. What part does etiquette play in bowling today?
Well, I think etiquette is a very important factor, Fred. It can make the game very enjoyable. Things that annoy all of us are when someone on an adjoining alley goes up to the foul line when we do, or when they bend over to pick up a ball on the return rack when we are addressing the pins.
Now, I have a question, Eddie. Does it help you to take a lot of extra time, or do you feel that you can bowl better by bowling faster?
Well, Fred, I think taking too much time can be very troublesome, and also hurrying up to the line or hurrying up yourself can be very troublesome also. We should try to strike a happy medium.
Now, let's talk about slide and release. I'm sure that you'll agree both slide and release are vitally important links in the chain of things that make up a sound delivery. You certainly have a sound delivery. Eddie, tell us how the slide and the release should be properly executed.
Well, Fred, the slide should be entered into very easily, ending from 1 to 4 inches from the foul line. The release should be effortless and unhurried, applying a lifting action when the ball is pitched about 2 feet out on the alley.
Well, we're sure learning a lot of things about bowling, aren't we? That was Eddie Labansky making his contribution to our bowling education.